The Mondays with Mike and Marty podcast is brought to you by Tonic CBD. Their hemp-derived CBD and botanical blends create a completely holistic method to help you feel your best and fix your vibe. Pick up all your CBD needs at tonicvibes.com/ref/keto Mike. We're also brought to you by Sail Away Coffee. Sail Away Coffee is anchored on slogan, Live Young. Sail Away pairs a free-spirited approach to flavor with a well-traveled palate. And when you go to sailawaycoffee.com, you can get 10% off an order using code KETOMM at checkout. And finally, we're brought to you by No Matter What Apparel. Fresh apparel for every lifestyle, no matter what. And now when you go to nomatterwhatapparel.com, you can use code MikeMarty, capital M, capital M, at checkout for 10% off your order. That's MikeMarty at checkout at nomatterwhatapparel.com.
Oh shit.
It's that real real.
It's that time again.
Let's do this. It's that real real. With some watch parties.
What is up, everybody? Oh shit, watch parties.
There we go. Watch parties. Yeah, what the fuck is this?
I don't know, it sounds like a good time.
Say something about your watch party. Now I don't want to fuck things up. Cheers, homie.
Yeah, knowing our luck in the past. Cheers.
Yeah, we're gonna start a watch party and shit's gonna get weird. Hey, Cam.
Hey, Cam.
If anyone knows about this watch party thing on Facebook Live,
yeah, let us know.
Then we can,
We're hesitant to press buttons because issues in the past.
Yeah. I'm just gonna Google that shit. Let's see. Watch party. Facebook. Facebook watch party lets group view videos simultaneously. Facebook is turning its push for well-being through live videos on Facebook. It allows group admins to pick any public video on Facebook and show it to their members at the same time with a dedicated comment reel to create a shared viewing experience. Interesting. So we can go live and show videos to people at the same time.
That's pretty fucking cool, actually.
Huh. Okay. We might have to fucks with that at some point.
We might have to.
Because you might have some fun videos to show you people.
Yeah.
Things that we are speaking about on the podcast and, you know, all that good stuff. What's up, guys?
What is up? Ooh, that was a fierce one.
Bam. Sail Away. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sail Away.
We need some more.
Yeah, we do.
Some more, guys.
FYI. Right?
Yes, that tastes so good.
I've been waiting to crack.
Once it touches your lips, mm-hmm. It just feels so good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We
needed this.
Yeah. I'm excited. So, how are you?
Fantastic.
How was your weekend?
Busy.
Worked all weekend?
Yeah, so I did an event at this place in Huntington called Bar Method.
Cool.
The Bar Method.
Okay.
So, you know, Pure Bars?
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
Okay, fair enough.
Hopefully they're not watching because they're probably like, that's our competition. They're actually really nice.
Okay.
So I was expecting, not that I expected anything less, but I like to always shout people like this out. They were really cool. It was like, I don't even know how to explain a bar class to people who wouldn't even.
I have no fucking idea what a bar
it looks. Honestly, I was like kind of making fun
it's
of
yoga,
it. It looks
right?
hard as shit.
It's yoga.
Yeah.
Right.
It, but like on, like you're holding onto the bar, so you're working a lot of like
nice bar,
like stabilizer muscles where you normally would. It looks is actually. It does look. It does look hard. I can't.
Is it like yoga ballet?
Kind of. Okay. And I actually really want to try it because it's probably sick for flexibility.
Absolutely.
And those little tiny like secondary muscles that
muscles?
Yeah. Yep. No one ever uses them. No. So they invited me to take a class, so I might.
Very nice.
But I did it, and they were all so fucking nice.
Like that's awesome.
And not that, again, I did not expect it, but it's like such a bougie ass, like, you know how people like that are.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like a bougie, like,
yeah,
fucking fancy, like, chandeliers and shit. Like, I was like, where the fuck am I?
That's fancy.
Like, everybody, the owner, the staff, everybody was so nice. They're like, awesome. Oh, my God, thank you so much. Like, this, that. And I was like, where am I right now? Like, this is awesome. I want to live here just because everyone's so nice. This is great.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah. It was awesome.
So where is this place?
It's in Huntington Village on, forgot the name of the street.
Okay.
But it's like a block over from Main Street.
Okay.
Like I drove from the store to that place and like.
Should we get into the Huntington Street again? Considering I fucked that up last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it by you guys? Was it by Besito? Was it by the shed?
Dude, you know what? It's next to a really fucking awesome wine bar. Like, okay. They have, like, tapas and stuff, too. Like, you know,
tapas
it's like a,
is legit.
Yeah, it's, like, a nice, like, even if you don't drink or if you don't want to, like, if you just want to go out for food, the food's awesome. It's called Bin 56.
May have heard of it.
It's really good.
Can't be for sure.
Yeah, it's really good. And it's right next to that.
Okay, dope.
Which is cool.
Dope.
Yeah, so, the bar method.
Sick.
Yeah, and that was it. I did a lot. I was productive this weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I ran my 5K yesterday.
Yeah, how was it?
It was a lot of
fun. Saw the pictures.
Had a very good time.
And you hit your goal, right?
And my goal. Thank you to every single person who donated. Thank you. Wound up raising $1,065.
Shit.
Which all goes towards helping children with dyslexia learn how to read. Which was kind of dope at the same time because didn't realize that they were going to like honor like all the people that like raised the most money for their foundations. So I got to take a cool picture with all the like top fundraiser people.
Oh, nice.
It was very cool.
Did they say how much money was raised altogether?
I think they were trying to raise like $100,000 maybe, and I think they're at like $150,000.
Damn.
Yeah. But then we did the race, and then they honored the top three fundraisers, and the top three was somebody raised like $2,500,
mm-hmm.
somebody raised like $3,500, and then some crazy amount for another organization raised $8,300.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Like, holy shit. I was like, I'm proud of my $1,000.
People got deep
wallets. I'm like, good for you people.
That's what I like about donations and like fundraisers. Like, $1,000 is $1,000. Like, that's like,
well, still, I mean, that's
that goes
huge,
a long fucking
huge,
way.
It's huge.
You know, like, that's funding for like,
yeah,
helping, you know, that could go towards anything, helping the kids with the dyslexia.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love fundraisers.
The race was fun. It was good. I was with Riley.
Yeah.
And she was in the stroller with me. And I had originally planned, because I was with my friend and my his wife, who is like the executive director of Literacy Nassau. And originally I planned to like walk with everybody and just like kind of take it easy and whatnot. But then I'm like, I started walking and I'm like, I kind of just want to fucking run.
Yes.
And just do this.
Yeah.
You know? Because I went a 3-mile walk with Riley a couple of days ago, and it was like an hour long walk. I'm like, there was just like nobody in front of us.
Yeah.
Now there was like 350 people in front of us. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I kind of just want to like, once like the herd clears out, I just fucking took off.
All right.
I finished
Out of 336 people, I finished in 80th.
That's awesome.
And in my age group, I finished in 8th place. So between 30 and 39-year-old people, I finished in 8th place.
That's awesome.
And I finished in 37 minutes, so it was like 12 minutes and 12 seconds per mile. Probably if I didn't walk the first 10 minutes of it in the beginning, since I was like way, way in the back, I had to get like around a lot of people. Yeah. And there was a lot of fun foundations there for like reading and like cerebral palsy. And so there was like a lot, there was a large group of people there, but it was a great event.
That's awesome.
It was a great race.
I've done a couple of 5Ks.
Had a lot
They're
of
pretty
fun.
Cool. Yeah. A lot of people getting together for a good cause. It's nice.
The only downfall is that as we were like making the turn, I felt like my left hamstring and my knee just start like really, really hurting bad. And I'm like, fuck me. I'm like, this just doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And I'm like talking to Riley. I'm like, babe, I was like, we just got to make it. I was like, let's go. Let's push it. And she's like, I want to go to the park. I was like, you can't go to the park. You can't go to the park. Because she got her cast off on Friday.
Oh, really? Right?
Yeah. But she's got another 3 weeks now of like no activity.
She's not like cast running anymore.
No, they took the cast off.
I feel like kids heal a lot quicker than adults.
They do.
How'd she have it on?
4 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's what the doctor said. They were like, so kids heal way faster than adults.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess it kind of makes
running
sense.
Around Eisenhower Park, there's like a children's park like every fucking 10 feet.
Oh, so
like, as we were running, she saw the park. She's like, Park? Can we go to the park? I'm like, well, maybe when we're done.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe when we're done. We're running right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the only downfall of me fucking my knee up.
All right.
So. I think it'll be overall great day. Okay. Great day, great event. And now we're here doing the podcast.
Hell yeah.
So, feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm, trying to get back into the swing of things. Been kind of in a rut and just like not doing good eating. Yeah, it's just been like a balance of like more bad than good, you know? So, I'm really trying to make a more concentrated effort now.
Yeah.
Doing my shit.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I started like, I'm like in the process of kind of like working things out for myself.
Okay.
With food.
Yeah.
I'm trying to narrow down like what, it's getting frustrating.
Totally.
Because I'm like, I know nutrition like so much. Like so much, like the science behind it, medical side of nutrition. Like I study the shit out of this, and I can't figure. I can fucking help everybody else, but I can't figure out.
I can't help myself.
Yeah, so like I'm helping all these other people, which is great, and I love it.
Giving great advice to people.
Yeah,
everyone's doing great.
I love seeing people progress, like, and it's like, well, like then it comes down to myself, and I'm like, well, why the fuck is this not working? I'm like,
I'm giving advice on my fucking phone. I'm eating a fucking slice of pizza. I'm like,
what they don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm trying to figure it out because I think it's just, I don't know if it's so much a nutrition problem as it is. I think something is just misfiring.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think that my body is not digesting and breaking down food the way it's supposed to.
Yep.
Because I get like bloated.
Yeah.
My stomach doesn't hurt. I don't go to the bathroom or anything like that. My stomach gets bloated.
Yeah.
Which is super fucking annoying. But like, after everything I eat. So it's not like it's like one specific thing.
Yeah.
It's after every time I eat, which makes me think my body's probably just not breaking it down the right way. It might just be sitting somewhere and then digesting later.
Yeah.
So I started a stronger dose of probiotic today.
Okay.
I've been taking good digestive enzymes.
I just started taking those again, actually.
So I like the ones I'm using. It's Pure Encapsulations. It's a good one. Most of them are good.
They're get mine from Care Of. They're like a vitamin company. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Most of them are pretty
good. So Care Of is like a website that you can go on, and I don't know where I heard it or found it, but you go on there, fill out this whole form, they ask you a bunch of questions like about your exercise diet, and then they give you like a list of like of what you want to, of what they think you should take.
Huh.
And then they send you, it's like basically you pay for the vitamins that you take.
Okay.
It's not. Fair. It's not like a per month thing. It's not like it is a subscription, but you're paying for the vitamins that you choose.
That's fair.
So like, if you only choose one vitamin, you can pay $8 a month.
Yeah.
I get like. I can tell you actually.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear it.
They have a really dope app. Tells you to like. So I'm taking ashwagandha.
Awesome.
One, astaxanthin.
Astaxanthin.
Yep. Digestive enzymes, mm-hmm. and rhodiola.
Yeah.
So those are the four that I take every day.
Okay. Dope.
For like brain, for mm-hmm. your heart.
Astaxanthin is probably one of the best things you can take.
Yeah. So those are the four that I'm taking, and then next month I actually added in. I took out. What did I take out? I took out the rhodiola,
mm-hmm.
and I added in some CoQ10.
Yeah,
my heart.
Good choice, yeah.
So it really just added like an extra dollar per month, but it's $31 a month.
Yeah,
you get a packet for 30 days,
mm-hmm.
and you take vitamins. You take those four vitamins every single morning, and it's for 30 days. It's not just like a week long thing that they send you.
Yeah.
So you get like a big box. Individualized packages, rip it open, take them, you're done. It's a very, very cool concept that they have. They're doing a very cool job.
Interesting.
And if you guys are interested in that, I have a little promo code that you guys get.
Nice.
I think your first free, I think you get like $50 per pack for your first order or something.
It's a cool idea. I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
So if you guys want, I'll share that out to you guys. That
yeah. way,
if you guys are interested, you can go on the website. Fill your shit out. Mm-hmm. I have no affiliation with this company whatsoever, but
just a dope company.
If you use my promo code, you get like $50 for your first order and free shipping. So
that's awesome.
I mean, can't hurt.
No.
And you're not like binded by like you have to sign up for 6 months.
Yeah, that's what I like.
It's like if you want to do it, do it. If
yeah.
you don't, fucking cancel it.
Yeah.
You know?
I might look into that too.
Yeah.
Just to see. It's cool just to switch it up.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely been very frustrating as
yeah.
as your Aunt Laura just said that it's
as the same exact problem. Yeah, it's fucking frustrating, man. It's annoying. I like to take it as a learning experience.
100%.
You know, I use myself as a guinea pig, and I try to experiment on myself, but
it's extremely frustrating.
Yeah.
You can give so much advice to help other people.
It works
then,
on everybody
but then you
else.
Gotta.
That's the funny.
It's tough.
You know what? I've been getting
taking your own advice
yeah,
to help.
I've been getting a lot of interesting feedback. Not feedback. A lot of people have been like trying to challenge keto, paleo. I had a lady. I spoke to a lady over the weekend. Mm-hmm. She. Is a some sort of scientist. I'm not sure what kind.
There's a lot.
But I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I think she was an epidemiologist.
Okay.
I think. So she was studying, like, she didn't study the nutrition aspect.
Okay.
She was more into, like, studying longevity and, like, what benefits humans more, but without going too far into nutrition.
Okay.
So I was like, okay.
Cool.
You're talking to the right person.
Yeah.
I'll sit here and talk science
absolutely.
With you for hours.
Hey, Noah.
Hey, Noah. So I was like, cool. Which is a little weird, which most science people are.
Yep.
But like, she was trying to tell me, she asked me, she said, what about keto?
Oh.
And I was like,
you're like, bing.
What about it? Whatever you need to know.
Let's talk.
And she was like, yeah, but you know, like a lot of like pushback, like, with the, you know, the conflict between keto and vegan. And I was like, here we fucking
go. Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
And then she, and then I was like, yeah, you know, like, I'm open-minded with it. Like, if you want to do vegan, fucking go for it. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, there, and I tried to explain to her. I said, well, I said, I'm personally not pro or con either one. I think there is a healthy way to do vegan, an unhealthy way to do vegan.
Yeah.
I think there is just as equally a healthy way to do keto and an unhealthy way to do keto.
100%.
That goes for anything.
Yeah.
I said, you can make vegan a sustainable lifestyle. If you do it right, you're supplementing with things you're lacking. Same thing with keto.
Correct.
You know, you need to make sure you're doing it the right way.
Yes.
The right way for your body, at least. You know, the healthy way. She was like, yeah, but, and I was like, oh, fucking no. God damn it.
Fuck,
so she was like, yeah, but like, I know there's a lot of studies done that, you know, there's a lot of studies done that vegan is more beneficial to the longevity of the human life.
What?
And I literally looked at her and I went, I wanted to be like, I don't give a fuck if you're a scientist. I'm going to out-argue you right now.
Yeah.
You spent $100,000 on a degree and I'm going to out-argue you, so sucks to suck. I did it nicely, but like, Yeah, I was like, I don't care if you're a scientist. Like, that doesn't mean shit. Like, I tried to explain to her. I was like, that might be a study, but first of all, I can tell you right now, I don't even have to see the study, that's inconclusive.
Right.
Because what are the factors?
Correct.
Is that person sedentary or are they active? Are they doing keto? Are they doing vegan by eating Lenny and Larry cookies and shit like that because it's vegan?
Yeah.
Or are they truly eating whole food, really like the healthy vegan version? Are they supplementing with certain things like B12 and minerals and vitamins that they're
things
lacking?
Things that they lack.
Are they, you know, same thing with keto, I told her though. I said, even though I'm pro keto, saying keto, like, increases the longevity of someone's life.
Correct.
Is, again, inconclusive. Yeah, how are they doing keto? Are they doing it the right way? Keto can shorten someone's life too.
Right.
So can vegan.
If all they're doing is fucking eating bacon and butter and beef.
It's not gonna
be good for you.
So I tried to explain to her, although I love science and although science is literally what I believe in, like for everything, like science, that's it for me. Like, I need to see proof.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, that's why I was never a big.
Well, I mean,
that's the
science is really what gives you your.
Well, that's what it is.
The basis of your arguments.
Well, I tried to tell them too. Like, a lot of people, they have theories. Like, okay, that's great, but like, where's the science?
Yeah.
Where's the proof? Where's
opinions?
Yeah, like this is subjective information. Like, it's your opinion that vegan is healthier. You know, even with your scientific studies, like there are too many factors.
Correct.
And I told her, I said, no disrespect to you, but I said a lot of other, she was pretty open-minded for a science person.
That's good.
But I said, most scientists who make these, who do these, like, studies, they're very one-track-minded. They're very like, this is the study that I did.
Yeah.
It's either this way or you're fucking wrong.
Well, let's
and I'm
also,
like, that's just not true.
Let's also base those studies, is that those people that do those studies are probably getting paid a fuck ton of money.
Oh yeah, the funding of studies.
So they're probably like, okay, look, I'm gonna give you $10,000 to do a study on veganism.
Yeah.
Make it pro vegan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fucking the hell. Sure, you're
this. Thank you.
If someone was, well, I mean, we would never sell out, but that's easy like that. So someone could be like, hey,
well,
make your podcast
$20,000 and say, please go write a study on pro vegan. I'm taking your $20,000 and I'm writing a pro vegan argument.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. It's just the fucking. If somebody gives you fucking $20,000 to $30,000, it says.
I don't know.
It sucks. It's a lot of money.
I don't know if I would. I can't be. I would try to do it a certain way.
Fair enough.
I'd be like pro vegan, but
I don't. I'm not trying to like sell out at all.
No, that was wrong terminology on my part. But like, yeah, I mean. From a scientist's point of view, like, they're just a scientist.
Yeah.
They don't fucking give a shit about
they're giving
keto
a
vegan.
No, exactly.
If you're indifferent, and if someone came to you and was like, if you're indifferent and you're like, you want to pay me $20,000 to do a legit scientific study? Okay.
No problem.
Yeah.
Honestly, can you deposit the money first?
I'm going to deposit your $20,000. I'll do it. Vegan fucking sucks.
I'll get you. Don't worry.
Yeah, if I was indifferent as a scientist or just a writer in general, and they wanted to do, I would.
Guys, you all know where I stand on veganism. I can't write a pro vegan article.
Yeah, I stopped speaking as soon as she was like, as soon as I found out she was pro vegan and she tried to like tell me that there were studies on it, I was just like, I'm not even gonna waste my breath on you. People don't understand, man. I was talking to someone today, and it just like it set me off. Like, not even I didn't get me mad or anything. It just like got me upset almost that like.
Hey, Carr.
That people think this way. Hey, Carr. She came in, and I originally helped her with keto.
Yeah.
She comes in, oh, this is awesome. Thank you so much for last time. I'm down 11 pounds. I was like, fucking awesome. But then she started going on, you know, about like the macros, and she was using Carb Manager, and I was like, okay, like, cool. And then she was like, this Carb Manager, the thing was like,
but what's like Carb Manager?
It's an app. Yeah, it's a good app. It's pretty good. But a lot of times it doesn't take into account certain factors. You know, so like it has this girl at like 15 grams of net carbs a day.
That's really.
Which like I understand, and I'm probably gonna get some hate for this, but everyone who's gonna hate knows I don't give a fuck. Women naturally should have a little bit more carbs.
I feel like 15. Wait,
even
this,
for anybody,
is this 15 net?
Net.
That's. I feel like that's still too low.
That's too low. Yeah. Going too low net carb and not using the proper amount of healthy fats
really
and proteins.
Fuck up your hormones.
That's exactly what I told her. And that's why like, women naturally are supposed to have more body fat.
Yeah.
Women's bodies are supposed to sustain a human life.
Yeah.
You need that. But women don't. A lot of women that try to do keto don't understand that. That equals, say, like, our 20 to 30 grams of carbs in net carbs is equivalent to their maybe 40 or 50.
Right.
Because their body, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I tried to explain it to her. I said, do whatever you want. I said, but you're going to fuck yourself up hormonally if you stay at 15 net carbs.
Right.
It's just not necessary. You will lose more weight if you stick around 30 grams of net carbs instead.
Yeah.
You're still going to lose the weight. She was like, oh, 30 is a lot. And I was like, how many grams of carbs were you eating before you did keto? Probably a couple hundred a day, right?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah. So I was like, is 30 really a lot? And she was like, no, you're right. And I was like, trust me. Like, I do this. Like, I've helped probably over 100 people. I don't keep track because I don't give a shit. Lose weight. Not one of them has failed with my help.
No.
That says something, a little bit. And I was like, trust me. I wouldn't be telling you this. Taking the time out. Like, so like. And then she and I told her, I said, fuck the scale. I said, I get it. You want to watch it go down. That's understandable. I said, just don't do it. Don't obsess over it.
Right.
It's completely normal. I like to weigh just to see where I'm at.
Of course.
But I said, go by how your clothes fit.
Yeah.
Go by how you feel. Go by how you look. I said, how do you feel? She said, I feel fucking great. I said, how's your energy? Is it well? She said, absolutely not. I said, are you hungry throughout the day? She said, no. And I was like, so you're doing something right then.
Yeah.
And you lost 11 pounds.
Yeah.
I said, granted, that might be all mostly water weight, but it's a start. It's a start. You still lost it.
Yeah.
That means all the bloat. That means whatever you're doing is making the bloat go away, the water retention go away. So you're doing it right.
Which is a great start.
And I told her, I said, don't go as low as 15 net carbs. Just from a medical scientific point of view.
Yeah, that's way too
low. I can tell you, you're gonna fuck yourself up hormonally. And I said to her, I would hate to see that happen to you because I've seen women and girls fuck themselves up hormonally from going too low net carb and not doing all the other shit properly, balancing it out.
It's really bad for you.
And she's like, this is what got me. I was like, oh my God. She's like, oh, I'm done having kids. I don't need to worry about that.
The fuck does that
mean? And you know how I talk to people. I don't make people feel stupid. No. I said, I get it.
Yeah.
I said, but that's not, you should be worried about your hormones for yourself.
Yeah.
I said, yes, you're done having kids. Awesome. She's,
you still have a fucking hormones
in her
body.
Like late 30s.
Okay.
Maybe early 40s. If she's in her early 40s, she looks super young. So that area.
Yeah.
I said, when you become menopausal or premenopausal, you're going to wish that your hormones were in sync.
Yeah.
If they're not. Because that's going to throw your hormones out of whack to begin with.
Yep.
And if your hormones are out of whack and then you go menopausal,
ooh,
you're going to have a really fucking hard time. And every woman always looks at me weird when I say that because they don't expect me to know all that shit. But I told her, she's like, oh, like, and I said, like, it's about health.
Right.
Like, especially when
it's
you have
overall
kids.
Overall long-term health.
Like, you want your kids to be taking care of you or you want to take care of your kids? You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be around for your kids. You don't want to be a fucking decrepit, like.
No.
You want to be able to, like, run around with your kids on the playground when they're.
100%.
So, you know, that's a reason for me, and I don't even have kids yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so
it's one of my main reasons.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, but I just want to lose the weight. I just want to lose the weight. And I looked at her and I went, would you rather lose the weight quickly rather than be healthy? And she said, yes.
Wow.
And I was like, so you'd rather sacrifice your health for a quick weight loss? And she went, yes.
Then you're not going to keep your weight off.
I literally looked at her and I was like, then I can't help you. Good luck. Sorry.
Wow. Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there's people out there that want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
but that's what I told her.
More power to you. But
I said, I can't help you with that at that point.
You want to do it your way?
I will never, ever.
Come back to me in a year when you've gained all your weight back.
Exactly.
And then we'll
talk. I will never support.
We'll have a serious conversation.
Yeah. Like a real, I'll never support quick fix weight loss or health.
No.
I tell everyone all the time, if you work on being healthy, the weight's going to come off anyway.
Correct.
You can be healthy and lose weight.
Yeah.
At the same time. There is a way to lose weight and not be healthy. It happens all the time.
Absolutely. Well, I mean,
it's called Weight Watchers. Anyway. But like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you want a quick weight loss. And she goes, oh, it's for now. I said, that's not how
what
it
does
works.
That mean, for now.
That's not how it works. You don't focus on quick weight loss now, then health later. Be healthy now.
Yeah.
Focus on that. And then the weight will come off. So that's why I told her, and I didn't say it in a dick way, but I told her, if that's your mentality, I can't help you because I will never support. I don't care if she asked me to
losing weight in a healthy way.
I don't care if she was like, hey, here's $1,000, coach me. If that's your mentality, keep your fucking money because I can't help you.
No, yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I would literally have turned down money at that point because I was like, you need to figure out for yourself what your real reason for wanting to lose weight is.
Yeah.
Nobody can figure the mental part out besides yourself.
Correct.
So if that's your mentality, I hope she loses weight. She's down 11 pounds, so she's doing something right.
Right.
So whatever I told her to do, she's listening to me and she's losing weight, which is fucking awesome. But I told her, I said, I would hate to see you fuck yourself up hormonally.
And seems like she's on
if she would just rather lose the weight and focus on that for now, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
To each their own. But I can't support someone who wants to quick fix weight loss over health. It's just not, doesn't make sense to me. I tell people all the time, if it came down to me having my fucking six pack or being healthy, if I could only choose one,
you'll take being healthy.
I will give up my abs to be healthy. 100%. It's not even a fucking question.
Right.
You know, so I mean, it's like, but I told her, I'm like, and she's doing so what, you know, she's doing well with the weight loss, so I'm hoping she sticks to it.
Yeah.
I think most women, unfortunately, would sacrifice health for aesthetics. They don't realize it'll come around and bite them in the ass when they have adrenal fatigue, hair loss, PMS from hell, acne, etc. Exactly. And that's what I tried to explain to her. You know, I as a 27-year-old man, I can still tell you that because I've seen...
Also the same thing happened to her.
Yeah.
20 grams.
I've seen women do it. I've seen them. I've seen it happen. You know, it's just like...
It's unfortunate.
And... You know, it's just, it sucks because health is so important that I think people take advantage of it.
Well, 100%.
Until something happens, like all that shit. You know, the hormones, the adrenal fatigue, the hair. Then they're going to be like, oh shit.
Oops.
I'm not healthy.
What the fuck did I do?
You know, so it's like.
Maybe I should have listened to that guy in the health food store that day.
Yeah. And I don't bash anybody, even that. I don't make anybody feel stupid. I'm just like, you know what? I literally professionally was like, I can't help you. Yeah. I didn't say it in a dick way, but I was like, good luck. Genuinely meant it. Good luck. You know, so it was like.
I can't be of service to you.
Yeah, and not everybody's going to, you know.
Not everyone's going
to
listen.
A lot of people are going to have to do it on their own.
Yes.
I had another lady. She said, oh, I tried keto a couple times. Only lasted a couple weeks. Gave up every time. And I got into such a deep conversation with her that I was just like, I like to like fucking peel the onion back. So I'm like, well, what was the problem?
Yeah.
Why were you struggling? Let's figure it out. Let's fucking talk. And I got down to that. It wasn't the food. It wasn't anything. She knew what she had to do. I got down to the fact that it was some sort of underlying psychological problem. And I said, I'm not going to dig deep on that. It's not my place. I could, but it's not my place. And I said, you're the only one who can help that.
Right.
And she was even like, yeah, I know. I don't know what it is, but I know it's something. She said, I'm going to have to pay a psychologist a couple of money. I literally looked at her and I was like, and I went, you have to dig deep, do some searching, and figure out why you truly want to lose the weight and get help.
Right.
I said, you don't have to pay a psychologist anything to find out why you want to truly
lose
the
weight.
You will know why. You have to find it out.
Yes.
So.
Everyone finds it.
Yeah. Hopefully I got through to her. That's all I can hope.
I hope so.
Anyway. So meals.
What are some of your favorite meals?
I've been fucking obsessed with tacos lately.
Who isn't
on the CSA wraps?
Who isn't fucking obsessed with
you know what? I had real tacos the other day.
Did you? From where?
Sapsuckers.
Ooh. How were they?
On Main Street. They were really fucking good. They were really fucking good. I had pulled pork tacos.
Nice.
Yeah.
Corn tortilla.
Radio still beats any taco I've had.
Interesting.
So far.
I've yet to been to Radio, so I'm going to have to make it there.
It's a barbecue taco spot.
That's fine.
But they're barbecue, dude. And they cook everything dry.
Sick.
And they give you the sauces on the side.
Okay.
But they do this cool thing where they'll cook it dry, and they'll give you all 4 or 5 of their sauces.
Nice.
So you can try all of them.
I like that.
So yeah, and that's, you can stay keto. They do lettuce wraps, lettuce
Ooh,
tacos.
Nice.
And they cook it dry. You know, they don't smother it in sugary sauce.
That's
what I liked about Sapsuckers. Sapsuckers, they had the real, I got the regular tacos, but they was dry. So it was like really, they were fucking awesome.
Okay. Where's Sapsuckers?
Sapsuckers.
Where is it?
Sapsuckers is on Main Street in Huntington Village. Like right on Main Street.
Okay.
Really cool spot.
Okay.
But the Siete tortillas, I've been putting everything on those. Dude.
I wish I had discovered them sooner because I got them at the Keytober event. And they're fucking awesome.
They're amazing.
I got the chips and the tortillas.
You know what I did the other day?
Holy fuck.
I had 2 wraps left.
Okay.
And I did not have anything to put on them. So I took a pizza cutter.
Cut them up.
I sliced them
make
up.
Make your own tortillas.
And I air fried them.
Good.
They tasted like, have you ever been to Besito?
Yeah.
They tasted like chips they give you in the beginning of when you sit down with the guac and salsa.
Nice.
I was
thinking
like,
of doing
holy
that.
Fuck. They came out so good.
I was thinking of frying them.
Dude.
I don't have an air fryer, so.
Air fryer is the best.
Yeah.
BJ's has them for like $50.
I might have to get one.
I was like, that's fucking awesome.
I might have to get one.
I love making breakfast tacos on them, Kim said.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's been my...
I've been putting eggs on them. I've been doing all
breakfast
that.
Breakfast tacos have been my go-to.
Breakfast tacos are legit.
With CSA wraps.
Yeah.
Those are pretty legit.
So that's been my favorite meal lately.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been putting anything and everything on tacos.
I mean, tacos I feel are just like a...
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with tacos, ever. That's definitely one of my... I'd say Mexican food in general.
Oh, I could live off Mexican food.
It's definitely my favorite
yeah,
cuisine.
I could live off Mexican food.
For meal-wise.
Yeah.
Lately, probably just because I haven't eaten it a lot in the past, like, 2 years, because I've been doing keto, is pizza.
Oh.
I've actually been, like, having a lot of real pizza lately.
Hmm.
So it's been, like my cheat meals, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been having a lot of pizza.
I want to do that as a real cheat
meal.
It's
been like, I've gotten a lot of pizza lately. It's been like craving my, like, really like satiating my fix for pizza now. So it's now I'm just like kind of getting over it to the point where like I've had enough pizza.
Phase,
But yeah, we went through like a couple like weeks where it was just like, we'll get pizza on like Friday, we'll get pizza on Saturday. Or something. Like, I'll go to Slice here or there. And it's just like, I forgot like how fucking good.
Pizza's fucking awesome.
Pizza's really good.
I'm gonna do like a real like a pizza cheat meal. I'm gonna feel like shit the next day, but honestly, it might actually be worth it. Just because I haven't had real pizza.
And don't get gluten-free pizza.
Gluten-free pizza? I've had one gluten-free pizza that was fucking awesome, and that's it.
Okay.
Every other one was tasted like rubber.
Don't do that.
So I'm gonna get like real, like legit real pizza, and I'll like just suffer the consequences the next day.
That's fair. What's your
worth it?
Outside of your tacos, what is your favorite go-to keto meal?
My favorite go-to keto meal is.
It's a tough question again.
My favorite keto meal is stuffed peppers.
Nice. What are they stuffed with?
So. Regular. Like regular stuffed peppers, my grandma makes them.
Okay.
Ground beef with rice. You mix the ground beef and rice in together.
Okay, yeah, of course.
And you pack the pepper with it, and you let it slow cook in red sauce, and you put it over. She puts it over. You know what egg noodles are?
Yeah.
It's just, they don't literally just noodles, they're just spiralized.
Yeah, they're fucking fantastic.
They're awesome. So she puts them over that. That's probably my favorite meal since I was, before I could even remember. Like,
fair enough.
I was like single digits, like before I could fucking remember. I've been eating that my whole life. That's always my favorite meal.
Okay.
Whenever I was over, she would cook that because she knew that was my favorite. Still is. I go over to her house now, I can't eat that. She's like, what the fuck do you mean you're not eating pasta? And I'm like,
I'm sorry.
So I actually made it, obviously didn't come out as good as hers, but I did grass-fed beef, cauliflower rice,
okay,
instead of regular rice mixed okay. in, packed it, put some cheese on top, cooked it in the sauce, and put it over zucchini noodles.
Mm.
It was really fucking good.
That sounds
like, it came out really good. It's a process
delicious.
To make, and you have to do it on a day where you have time.
Right.
But it was very good.
Okay.
So, but my go-to meal is literally just eggs.
Eggs.
I've been eating a lot of okra.
Interesting.
That too. I've been it's okra. Yeah, that too. The I've been eating that since I was young. My grandma makes the right. same thing. Okra with like the red sauce.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people I know that don't eat that.
There's a lot of people that don't fuck with okra.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just like a
it's a taste.
Yeah.
I've never had it, so I can't say yes or no.
Yeah, the okra is it's pretty good. It might actually be like an Armenian thing because it's
well, I know
that whole side of my family eats it, and I don't know anyone else, including the other side of my family, doesn't even know what the fuck it is.
Do you ever watch Top Chef?
Once in a while, yeah.
On Bravo?
Yeah.
Well, Tom Colicchio, mm-hmm. the chef,
eats
okra.
Really?
Like, hates it. And, like, awesome. there's been a lot of...
It's like slimy and shit.
There's been a lot of chefs on the show that have cooked it and have given it to him, and he's just like... It's like, you do realize that I fucking hate okra, right?
Yeah.
And it's just funny watching.
Yeah.
Like, trying
it's
to
an acquired taste.
Yeah.
It is.
Like a famous chef.
I love it. I get this, like, fancy-ass bougie one from Whole Foods. It's called Smokra.
Smokra.
Yeah. And it's smoked okra with, like, paprika sauce. And, like, it's really fucking
good. Sounds good.
So I do that with my eggs. And I'll have some, you know, some olives and stuff like that. And, yeah, I eat a lot of eggs.
Well, eggs are good for you.
Yeah, so. I do the Vital Farms pasture-raised organic eggs, free range.
I like it.
And I do, yeah, the okra, olives, some onions and peppers. And that's my, you know, I make a nice little omelet. All right. That's my go-to.
So that's your go-to.
It's quick.
Your go-to.
That's my go-to. I cook it in grass-fed butter, either Vital Farms or Kerrygold. And that's it's quick, it's easy, it's fucking delicious. That's my go-to.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good choice. It's
what
a good
about
choice.
You?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's tough.
It is tough.
And now all I'm thinking about is pizza.
My favorite go-to keto meal, I'd say, I mean, obviously, eggs and bacon are always a staple.
Oh, yeah.
In my...
I've been eating a lot of salami... Pepperoni and chorizo lately.
Fuck yeah.
Like the sliced cold cut ones.
Oh, yeah.
I get the Applegate.
Like a charcuterie. Wow, I can never say it. Like a charcuterie plate.
Yeah. Like meats and cheeses.
Yeah, meats and cheeses.
I can't do cheeses.
Fucking
so
meats and cheeses.
It's just meats.
But
yeah, that's. I've
yeah,
been
meats
doing
and
a lot,
cheeses.
I've been doing a lot of that. I roll it up.
Some fucking superstar.
Yeah.
And some spices.
I get the Applegate one from Whole Foods. You can get Applegate almost anywhere now, but like no nitrates, no.
Yeah, Applegate's really good.
Nothing. I roll it up and make little cold cut rolls and dip it in some fucking. I my cold cuts dipped in mustard.
Interesting.
Always. Even when I was younger, before. Like, I'm talking like when I was a kid.
Mustard doesn't go with everything.
It doesn't. I eat some weird shit. When I was a kid, like young, I actually used to make. Cold cut and cheese roll ups.
Okay.
Which
I make those for Riley a lot.
Huge.
So
in the keto community, I see them all over the place on Instagram for keto.
Everyone fucking.
But I was like, that's what I used to do. I used to just roll up cheese and cold cuts, and I would make a roll, and I would dip it in mustard, and I would fucking eat it. It was awesome.
Like a little
even
little
on my sandwich,
Chipotle ranch or something.
Yeah,
you know.
I use the Primal Kitchen.
Yeah.
Mustard.
So
their mustard's fucking awesome.
Yes. Well, Primal Kitchen makes really good
dishes.
My favorite keto meal, I guess I'll go to my go-to when I started keto because I ate it a lot, is like a keto-fied chili.
Because
I make a pretty fucking mean chili.
I gotta start making chili.
Obviously, there's no beans in it.
Yeah.
I don't put beans in it. And really, chili isn't chili without beans, obviously.
Yeah.
But I usually do like a pound of ground beef, a pound of pork, and some bacon.
Oh shit.
With like some peppers, some jalapenos, a bunch of seasoning and shit, and then I just slow cook the bitch.
In what? What do you use? Just for my
own? For as in what?
Like the base.
Oh, I buy like canned tomatoes.
Oh, you do tomatoes?
I do some canned tomatoes. Usually peeled tomatoes, I believe it was.
I think I'm going to start making that.
Like, and then some tomato paste. And usually I do like canned tomatoes with chilies in them. So mm-hmm. I make sure it's like hot and fatty. Yeah. And
I might do that.
It just has a ton of fucking flavor. And it's good for like a week of like meal prep.
It's perfect for the cold weather too.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that. I think I might do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
My day off.
It's a lot. It's very, I'm gonna stay it's in very meaty chili. And it's delicious.
Yeah, I might try that tomorrow.
And my recent go-to has been my crustless taco pie, which has been like really fucking good. Just like beef, cheese, eggs, heavy cream, some peppers. It's literally just a taco pie.
Hmm.
And you mix it all up and you bake it up.
That sounds fucking awesome.
And it's in like a little pie pan and slice it up.
That's what I do when I go out.
And I bring it.
I do the fajitas.
For lunch. Okay. Yeah.
Without the
it's tacos basically.
With the sour cream and everything. That sounds really good. Alright.
You can do black soybeans. Carbs are like 2 net carbs.
Interesting. You know what I've been fucking obsessed with lately? Fava beans. Those things I posted that last.
Yeah.
Those are really fucking good. Like really good.
I have to try.
You know what's interesting too? Fava beans naturally, they are high in carbs and sugar.
So they are.
Yeah, they are. But the way they dry them out to make them crunchy snacks drops everything down.
Interesting.
Those are super low net carb.
Okay.
And they have different flavors.
I like when they flavor the nuts.
Yeah, like that. Flavor
the nuts.
They're fucking nuts. I've been obsessed with the garlic and onion ones.
Garlic and onion makes a very good combination.
I try not to get too close to customers after that, but... the only thing I don't like is they use cornstarch.
Okay.
Which is like,
it's not the end,
not the end of the world. And it actually doesn't bother my stomach.
That's good.
I was hoping like the cornstarch wouldn't bloat me.
Okay.
It doesn't. But they have like wasabi, sriracha, ranch, sea salt, and garlic and onion.
Nice.
They're awesome.
It's hard though to narrow my like favorite keto meals down
because I've made
so many good meals in the past like 2 years on keto that it's just been
I'll go through
phases of like my favorite meals, like
me too,
like 1 week it'll be the taco pie, 1 week it'll be the chili, and then like 1 week it'll be fucking my steak.
I went through a phase of where I only cooked
some bacon,
you
know, like
I only cooked, it's like salmon with
salmon is one of those two.
I did salmon. Like, I went through a phase where I just cooked salmon, sauteed spinach, and Brussels sprouts with lemon and olive oil.
Perfect.
And like some garlic powder and black pepper.
Yeah.
I went through a phase where that's like fucking all I ate.
Yeah.
And I was
because
like,
because it's so good.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Especially
and it's easy salmon.
Especially if you
easy.
Prepare it well. You know, if it has a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
And it's just.
And that salmon was one of those things where you can cook.
You can meal prep it.
You know, you cook the whole fucking thing and you just throw it on the Tupperware.
Yeah.
You can reheat it. You can eat it cold if you
just
want to.
Put it in the microwave.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
I almost did it a few weeks ago. I had salmon and I was like, I'm going to eat this cold.
I've done it.
Just like to like spare everyone else.
I nuke it for like 15 seconds before like that like salmon smell starts.
Just to like contain
it. Just like a little bit of heat, but it's like, don't be that guy in the final lunchroom, people. Don't cook fish in the microwave.
Don't bring fish to work.
You just don't hear
that. Fucking Susan.
Yeah, Karen.
Karen, Susan.
Assholes. Courtney.
Fucking Courtney.
By the way, if we know anybody by these names, we're not directly.
Yeah, we're just fucking around.
Yeah. It's an inside joke between me and Mike.
Yes.
But
yeah, that's my favorite, my go-to.
For keto. What about paleo?
Paleo would have to be a grass-fed burger.
Okay.
With the works.
Of course.
Obviously, there are plenty of paleo buns, but I'm just not a fan of the bun anyway. I'd rather just get to the real good stuff. I feel like the bun just gets in my way.
It does.
And yuca fries.
Yuca fries.
Good choice. I tried yuca fries for the first time.
Very good choice.
About 5 years ago, I was in Brooklyn, Williamsburg.
Nice.
I went to the Brooklyn Bowl for something.
I know it very well.
And after that, we went out. A bunch of people went to this fucking place. I wish I remember the name of this place because it was so fucking cool. There was like, it was super like vibey inside, like graffiti and drawing all over the walls, like on purpose. The bathroom was all, it was like, it looked like all like drawn on, but like it, that was the vibe of the place. Right. Like it did it on purpose. And it was just like colorful lighting. Like it was very, it was fucking awesome. I'm going to remember the name of it. But they had yuca fries. And back then I had no idea what the fuck yuca was.
Right.
And I was just like, all right, like I thought maybe it was just a regular fry, but like the way it was cooked, I was like, whatever. I wasn't keto at that point. I was just like, give me some fucking yuca fries.
Yeah, fucks with some yuca.
So I got them and I tasted them and I was like, these are fucking really good.
Yeah.
And I like asked the server, I was like, what the fuck are these?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, yuca and cassava. Like, you know, we chopped them up when we fried them. So my guy, so I went a few months later, I remembered it, and I went and bought yuca, I chopped them up, tossed them in some coconut oil, and air fried them. I baked them. I didn't have an air fryer at that point. I baked them. But now I do the air fryer, and the yuca fries are awesome. You just throw coconut oil and some sea salt, some pink Himalayan salt, and it comes out like French fries. It literally tastes like French fries. They're fucking unbelievable.
I've had them before. They're very, very good.
And yuca's a resistant starch.
Yeah.
So it's low glycemic.
Anything sweet potato, I'd say.
Sweet potato.
Especially if
the sweet potato fries.
Oh, sweet potato fries?
Fuck yeah. So that's my favorite. A burger with all the shit on top. Maybe some mushrooms and onions and everything. Okay. And then some yuca fries. I fucking love mushrooms. I
fucking hate mushrooms.
I get like fresh portobello from like Whole Foods. I fucking chop them up. I throw them in my eggs.
Fucking worst.
A lot of people don't like mushrooms.
No.
I've noticed that.
Kelly loves mushrooms. I fucking hate them.
I've noticed a lot of people.
Like if they're mixed in with something.
You know what?
And they're like sauteed and like I don't taste them.
Yeah.
I'll eat it. Originally I used to be like, I'll pick them out and fucking give them to them. But if they're mixed in with something
you can't
it's
taste,
good and like I can't taste them, I don't give a fuck.
But I like mushroom pizza.
Yeah, no.
The marinated mushrooms in with the cheese on the pizza.
No.
That's actually what I might get.
A little mushroom pizza.
Yeah.
Be a good move.
I used to like olive pizza.
Olives in general are fucking good. Bless you.
Thank you. Like bless black you. Olive pizza.
Yeah. Let's see. For paleo,
Jesus.
I definitely go with anything with sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
Sweet potato fries.
Mashed sweet potatoes.
Mashed sweet potatoes.
Grass-fed butter and cinnamon.
Some like acorn squash. Some butternut squash.
Butternut squash is good.
Yeah, those are kind of like anything like squash, sweet potatoes, I'd say those are definitely gonna be my favorites.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. What about cheat meals? Yeah, no.
Cheat meals.
Cover your ears, keto, please.
Keto, please. Cheat meals. Let's see.
What is your favorite cheat meal? No, I'm talking like legit cheat meal.
Not my fake ass cheat meals.
Not your fake ass cheat meals.
I would have to have it. I think there's a tie.
Okay.
I don't really consider tacos a cheat meal.
No.
So really, the only bad thing is like the tortilla, which is a very small amount of it.
It's not terrible.
The main part of a taco is the shit inside, which for the most part is not bad.
No.
I think it's between a sandwich, like a hero, like a deli fucking hoagie.
Oh, yeah.
Or pizza. It's tied for those, too.
Those are really good choices.
I used to get the one like from this deli near my house. It was called The Godfather.
Mm.
It was like ham cappy, salami, pepperoni, provolone, lettuce, tomato, onion with oil and vinegar.
Shit.
Bro, oh my God. It was came out a fucking big thing like that. Between that and pizza.
Okay.
They're tied for number one.
Okay. I like them.
Yeah.
Both are for good choices.
Yeah.
Cheat meals, I definitely say pizza is up there. Chinese food.
Chinese food.
Takeout Chinese food.
Yeah.
Fucking Chinese delivery. gave me some dumplings and some fucking General Tso's chicken and some lo mein and some fucking scallion pancakes.
I used to eat a lot of Chinese food. I used to get the same Chinese thing every time. Awesome. I used to get the shredded chicken with garlic sauce.
Okay.
And white rice.
A little like sesame chicken.
Sesame some chicken. Fried, oh, you can't go wrong.
Rice.
You can't go wrong with sesame chicken and fried rice.
I would say outside of tacos and pizza, anything Asian. Like we're talking like some soup dumplings.
Oh yeah.
From like Flushing.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Oh, like the good. Well, yeah.
There's
like
a there's a place called White Bear.
Okay.
In Flushing. Some people would say Joe Shanghai has better soup dumplings, but White Bear is fucking incredible.
Ooh.
Really, really incredible. Thing is, though, you got to get there early, and
they're fresh.
Because A, they're really fresh. Two, they sell out really quickly.
Okay, that makes sense.
And make sure you know when you go to order, because a few people have gone there that I know, and they're like, oh, what should I order? And he's like, fucking dumplings. And like, they're kind of like, they're like, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah.
You know? They're like, we have soup dumplings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of like a little bit.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I might have to try that. I would go to Flushing for soup
dumplings. Soup dumplings are like phenomenal. Joe Shanghai and White Bear in Flushing are definitely my two favorite spots.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I might have to try that. Thai food's really good.
Thai food, some pad Thai.
Yeah. I like P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's is good.
As commercialized as it is, yeah. I like their fucking food.
Yeah. Orchid.
They almost Warren fucking, City. This one time when I was in fucking P.F. Chang's, the lady felt so bad. I got my meal for free. Didn't ask for it, didn't give a shit. I was like, oh, let me pay for it. I'm allergic to tree nuts. Right?
Oh, I want Thai.
Yeah. So they use a lot of tree nuts and, you know.
I'm sure they're cooking a lot of nut oils.
So, there was a walnut in my rice. I don't ever make a big deal of that shit. I just called her over and I was like, I don't care. But, I just can't eat this. I said, just give me another one so I can eat it. Like, I'll pay for it. I don't care. Like, yeah. I don't make a big deal of it. You know how some people, especially on Long Island, are like, oh my god, there's a nut! I'm gonna fucking try to kill me, I'm gonna sue you! I called her over, I was like, listen, I don't give a shit. It's not anyone's fault. The chef next to the guy preparing my meal was probably cooking a dish with a walnut in it. Don't care. It's nobody's fault. That shit happens. I've worked in the restaurant industry. It happens.
Yeah.
And she was like, God, I'm so sorry. The manager came up. They take it seriously.
Because of course.
Luckily, I won't go into shock.
Because you never know.
If the person has a more severe allergy than me and they go into anaphylactic shock, they need an EpiPen.
Then they can fucking sue.
That's a liability. So they take it very seriously, as they should.
Yes.
But I let her know. I said, I'm not going to fucking die. I just have a sensitivity. It's an allergy, but it's minor. It's annoying and uncomfortable enough that I don't want a reaction, but I'm not going to fucking die.
Right.
I just want a new,
just maybe a
same exact thing. It's fucking delicious. Just a new one without a walnut in it. Manager came over. They were so like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Take this, you know. And I was like, you know, like, I was like, fuck, like, okay, fine. Yeah. Take my free meal. Like, damn. Yeah. So, but like, other than that, P.F. Chang's fucking awesome.
Okay.
I like the atmosphere. So I like those big fucking
statues, that's fair,
and shit. But yeah, I do like more hole-in-the-wall, authentic places.
Yeah.
I'll take that over a
big chain anyway. We had some fucking awesome Chinese food in San Francisco when we went to Chinese.
I've heard West Coast has dope. I have dope Chinese food.
Incredible.
There's a good Thai place in Huntington.
All right.
I haven't tried it yet, but everyone raves about it. It's called Tum Thai.
Hmm.
It's like a same thing. It's not a hole in the wall. It's kind of nice, but it's a small, family owned, only one of them, but it's like apparently very authentic.
Interesting.
There's a place in Amityville, directly next to the tattoo shop I go to, called Greenleaf Thai. All right. There are actually a couple of those. I don't know if they're the same.
The name sounds familiar.
But there are a couple of them.
All
right. That was awesome.
I like Thai.
Yeah,
Thai's really good.
Yeah.
There's a place in Bayside. I always fuck with Kelly about it too. that she used to work at when she was in like high school. And we went there. Obviously, she was out of high school when we were dating. But we went there one night for dinner, and like they all fucking like remembered her.
Oh shit!
And I always fuck with her whenever we passed. I was like, "You want to go say hi to your friends?
Let's go. Let's go for lunch. Let's go for lunch."
Going like, "Oh Kelly, hello Kelly. That's how are you, awesome. Kelly?" I'm like, "Let's go see your family.
Let's go hang out.
Let's go say hi.
Your second family.
Let's go say hi. Let's go say hi.
Kim, Tum Thai.
Tum Thai.
I guess Kim likes Tum Thai too. I haven't tried it. I have to try it.
Fuck. Yeah, anything Asian is just...
I could second that.
Is definitely...
Definitely
top on my list.
Yeah.
Of, yeah.
Yeah.
There's just ramen. Some fucking really good ramen.
I had that drink today I told you about.
Yeah, mud water?
It's cool.
What the fuck is it?
It's... I'm going to look it up because I don't... I know some of the ingredients off the top of my head. Not all.
Guys, what are some of your favorite meals as we're... looking up some stuff and wrapping things up in the next couple minutes. But let's hear from the viewers.
Let's hear
from
you. We'd
love to hear
from
you guys.
All right, so it's mud water. It's right. M-U-D-W-T-R because they have to be
because they're fancy.
Different. It's ingredients. First of all, I really like this stuff. All
right.
I do. I'm a big fan of it. It's USDA organic. It's gluten-free. It's non-GMO.
Okay.
It's about $30 for 15 servings, which is pretty good.
Not bad.
The ingredients, masala chai,
okay.
Cacao, reishi, chaga, cordyceps, lion's mane, turmeric, Himalayan sea salt, and cinnamon.
All right.
It's a powder. You can make it hot, or you can make it cold, or you can make it in a smoothie. All
right.
Tremendous benefit, because those ingredients are fucking awesome.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan. And I might start using it. But. They sent us... their product.
Okay.
And it's also keto friendly. There's no carbs, no sugar. 14 milligrams of caffeine. So.
Not too bad.
No. They sent us a thing of it to try. And a flyer. And the flyer said, fuck your coffee.
Wow.
They, like starred out the F. So, I mean the U. So it was like F star.
It's aggressive.
I said that too. I was like.
That's aggressive.
Hold on now. I said, hold on. Don't get cocky. I said, coffee's coffee.
It's a bold move, Cotton.
That's a bold, yeah.
It's a bold move, Cotton.
That's a bold move. I tried it, and it's good. I'm probably going to start drinking it every day just because it's good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't fuck with coffee.
But
it'll
replace your Sail Away
coffee. It'll never replace Sail Away.
Okay.
They could say, fuck your coffee all day long. They're two completely different things.
Yeah.
So it's not, I could tell people right now, it's not better than coffee. So for them to say, fuck your coffee.
It's aggressive.
Take it easy, mud water.
It's aggressive.
Your shit's good, and you're going to have me as a customer, but easy does it with that.
But easy with your...
You're going to turn away coffee drinkers.
Yes.
You know, you could sell it to coffee drinkers too. The shit's good.
I'd also fuck
you have to like the spice.
Donuts. By the way.
Oh, yeah.
Donuts.
I was thinking that as I was saying my cheat meal, I was in the back of my head, I was like, but donuts.
Donuts. Donuts are definitely a favorite of mine as well.
Yeah, I have to say so.
Yeah. Cool.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm starving now.
Same. I ate some meatballs before I came.
Oh, so. Fuck meatballs.
Well, meatballs, some rouse, some ricotta cheese, some Parmesan cheese.
I'm definitely eating dinner after this.
Yeah. I had to cook something quick and easy.
Yeah.
Before I came.
Damn. That sounds good.
It's good.
Meatballs too, they're up there. Nothing better than a good fucking meatball.
No. Well, I bought them pre-made from Stop and Shop. They were pretty much good. There were 6 carbs in it.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
No.
There was... I made them anyway. The ingredients were... Not great. Obviously, there's some breadcrumbs in there.
Yeah.
But it was 6 grams of carbs for 4 meatballs.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. It was with beef and pork. A couple of the other ingredients they seemed a little iffy.
Okay. Maybe,
but I'm like, fuck it. You know what? It's not the end of the world.
Is that a gram and a half carbs per meatball?
Basically.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. But... whatever.
Yeah.
It's fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Rouse was really good with it.
Okay.
Some garlic, some I forgot I was making it and I kept forgetting I had other shit that I actually want to put in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we have frozen garlic. I'm gonna throw garlic in there. I started cooking it and then I walked over, got a bowl, I was like, oh fuck, I have fresh basil. So I fucking threw some fresh basil in there and just started throwing shit in. I was like, turned out to be a really good meal.
Alright.
And then I got some leftover for lunch tomorrow.
So that works.
Yeah. I mean, I could have eaten all fucking 12 meatballs that were in there. Yeah. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I had a really good salad for lunch. So I'm feeling good today.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Back on. Trying
to fucking stay on track. All
right.
It just sucks because I know this weekend, like, I got a little thing this weekend. And I know, like, on Friday, they serve pizza.
Mm.
Like, and, like, I don't have a choice of like the food options. Yeah. It's like it's just what they're serving.
Yeah, so it's either pizza or fast.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like pizza on Friday and then like Saturday's like whatever they're making. And then Sunday going out for dinner with like all of Kelly's family.
Yeah.
So like I don't know exactly where we're going. Yeah. But I'm assuming that whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to figure out my eating.
Yeah.
So
that's what it is.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like I know ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm trying to this week I'm just trying to be as good as Halloween's over.
Yeah.
There's no more fucking candy.
No more fucking candy.
You know, Kelly bought a fucking bag of candy on Saturday from CVS. She's like, it was on sale. I'm like,
yeah, they go cheap
on sale. Motherfucker.
It goes cheap on sale.
Yeah. And it was like Kit Kats and fucking Reese's. And I'm like, son of a bitch.
So,
all right. Well, yeah, but
make it solid this week.
Yeah, I'm getting solid this week. I may actually try and get to the gym tomorrow for the first time. So we'll see. I'm starting to get into like I was like, let's just fucking start going to the gym again.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Dope.
We'll see.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to get back on the path.
Nice.
Of goodness.
Yeah.
Of health.
Path of ketoness.
Haley.
All right
then.
Dope.
We're an hour and 6 minutes already, so let's wrap this shit up.
Hell yeah.
See you guys in it. Mel, I don't know if I'm not gonna be here on Monday.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm working next week.
I'm gonna try to get a guest on.
Okay.
So we can keep it.
Yeah, do it.
I should be able to get someone on.
I'm gonna be at work all night, so it does suck. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll try. I'll have a guest on.
Okay.
I'll find somebody.
Okay.
Just to keep it going.
Somebody's going to fucking fill in for me next week.
Yeah.
So, shit happens.
Yeah. Work.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'll tune in.
Yeah.
While I'm fucking doing
while you're working, tune in to Mondays
and Black Market. I'll try to join in. I'll be like, hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
All right, peeps.
All right. Thanks
for listening.
As always.
Go download us on Anchor, iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, all that good shit. Subscribe. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Support.
Thanks to Tonic, Sail Away, and No Matter What. And we'll see you guys next week. Have a great night.
See you guys next week.
Later. Oh, I almost fell.